The ingredients al-Qaeda dreamed of for propagating its movement were a Christian government attacking a weaker Muslim region, allowing the new terrorist group to rally jihadists from many countries to come to the aid of the religious brethren. After the success of the jihad, the Muslim region would become a radical Islamic state, a breeding ground for more terrorists, a part of the eventual network of Islamic states that would make up the great new caliphate, or Muslim empire. Bosnia seemed to fit the bill. The fall of communism in Yugoslavia had sent the ethnic republics of that artificial union spinning off into their own orbits. The predominantly Muslim province, Bosnia, had long been discriminated against by the Christian center, and Bosnia's attempt at independence in 1991 was brutally countered by the Serb-dominated Belgrade government. Despite an international outcry, the George Herbert Walker Bush administration had done little to stop the slaughter. What we saw unfold in Bosnia was a guidebook to the Bin Laden network, although we didn't recognize it as such at the time. Beginning in 1992, Arabs who had been former Afghan mujahideen began to arrive. With them came the arrangers, the money men, the logisticians, and the so-called charities. They arranged front companies and banking networks. As they had done in Afghanistan, the Arabs created their own brigade, allegedly part of the Bosnian army, but operating on its own. The Muj, as they came to be known, were fierce fighters against the better armed Serbs. They also engaged in ghastly torture, murder, and mutilation that seemed excessive, even by Balkan standards.